Kingdom.
Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group, Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com, or you can call him right now at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
We do Investing Simplified.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen in the great Northwest. This is Chuck Price, president of Price Financial Group Wealth Management. And in studio with me is Kevin Steggy with the Baker Coastal CPA firm. Kevin.
Good morning, Chuck.
You know, Kevin, I am so excited today. I don't need caffeine. I'm ready to go.
But you've had some nonetheless.
No, that's water.
Okay.
That's water.
Okay.
Anyway, I am ready to go. I am pumped up for the show, not just because, and look, I'm not a doom and gloomer because the market's had a tough day. It's just that we've been saying for some time, we've had Harry Dent on the show, we've been telling people for some time we're going to have a major correction. I personally do not think this is the correction because we didn't hit the high that we thought we would hit. But I'm telling you what, it's definitely a wake-up call. And if you're not having your portfolio in a diversified portfolio that's geared to preservation of principal, you know, Kevin, I got to tell you, every year I go and visit different money managers, and this last week I was at a place where I was visiting a money manager and talking about the markets and so forth and so on. And we were talking about preservation of principal and stuff. And I'm going to say a word here. I better not say it because I'm not sure I can say it on the air. But there are people who are on the air who talk, all they talk about is low fees, low fees, low fees. They never talk about rate of return. Look, I've been telling my clients we're in a very preservation of principal. Our conservative portfolios have a 3 to 5% down time in a year. And in most cases, sometimes for 10 or 20 years, depending on how long they've been a portfolio. Look, folks, the market went almost 10% this week. If you're an investor takes risk. Understand your risk tolerance. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. You know, you shouldn't be investing. If you can't take this kind of volatility, you shouldn't be investing. That's the first word. The second word, if you're in a conservative portfolio, you don't panic at 3.5. Imagine what you do when your portfolio goes down 3. If you had your money in the S&P or the Dow this week and it went down on 9, almost 10%, how would you feel then? You better be, if you're in equities, you better be a long-term investor. That means 10 years or longer. If you're retired, and I get so tired of hearing these guys on the radio talk about, well, you just got to stay in there and ride it out. Baloney. You should never ride it out. You should never go down that far. You need to, when you retire, you have to totally change the way you invest. You can no longer take a 5.5 to 7 year recovery period. And I truly believe the one that's coming, that when we have the next correction, I believe it's a 7 to 9 year recovery time. And I've been saying that on the radio show. We've been talking to Harry Dent about this. Look, the economy has not done that well. You know, everybody hears these guys on TV. Look, 90% of the guys on TV have a political point of view and they're pushing it. The biggest problem we have in America is stupidity. I'm really serious. It's the biggest problem we got. If you really think about it, what do? We get up, we turn on the TV, we listen to the news. Who's reporting the news? Are they reporting the news? Are they reporting their opinion of the news? There, folks, in lies the problem. Because most of them are. And most of them haven't got a clue. They really haven't got a clue. When you look at this economy, the Dow Jones closed at 16,459.75 on Friday. It was down 530 points. It was down 3.12% in one day. And when people talk about their portfolio, they say, oh, my gosh, I'm down 1.75 in a year. Oh, my gosh. You know what? That's because you're in a conservative portfolio that over time has done two times better than the S&P and the Dow. Are you investing for a day or a month? You're investing for your lifetime. And when you retire, I got news for you, folks. When you retire, you're investing for the rest of your life, unless you want to go get a job. I mean, really, think about it. How do you want to set your portfolio up when you retire? You want to set your portfolio up so you got to go back to work? I don't think so. I mean, really, think about it. The Dow Jones, where does the Dow Jones stand when we hit the all-time high on 10907 of 14,164 when everybody thought the market was going to go through the moon? Kind of like these guys are still saying today. I mean, I heard guys last week saying, oh, this market's going to go way over, way to the top. Well, they're crazy. It's not. Since 10907, the Dow Jones is up 16.2%. That's not a year, folks. That's for the whole 7 years, 10 and a half months, which means a 2.06% return. Granted, 10 times better than you could get in a CD at the bank, but then again, the banks aren't always your friend.
A lot of risk involved there. And historically, regardless of, you know, the bigger factors that are going to be causing pressure on the markets here, historically, September is just a brutal month for stocks since 1928.
You know, Kevin, you're exactly right. In fact, if you take September and October, those 2 months, over 75% of the market corrections have happened in those 2 months.
That's right.
And in fact, Harry Dent a couple months ago said exactly that on our show. He said, listen, if it's going to happen, if we're going to have an adjustment in the market, it's going to happen in September or October.
That's right. Since 1928, only 3 months have had an average return on the S&P less than a negative average return. February, 0.1%, May, 0.2%, and September, 1% down since 1928.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm telling you, you know, you need to be aware. Now, we've had most of our portfolios 85% cash, only 15% exposure to the market, or the interest rate market. And, you know, I got to tell you, If you're investing and you're retired, you're investing for the rest of your life. You're not investing for 1 year. You're not investing for 2 years. You're not investing for 5 years. You better be investing for 20 or 30 or maybe even 40 years, because whether we like it or not, we're all living longer. You know, we're all living longer. Your money has to last longer. You have to be in a portfolio that is preservation of principal, so that you don't have these big dips and you don't have a 5.5 to 7 year recovery time. You cannot afford it. And I got to tell you, the people who come on the air and say, well, you got to have low fees, you got to have low fees. You know what? Low fees don't mean a damn thing if you lose 20 or 30%. You could buy by the way, you could have bought the Dow Jones index or the S&P index for 20 basis points as cheap as you had, and they still would have been down 9% this week. I mean, but they're cheap. They're low. You don't pay much fee. It's a low fee. Hallelujah. But your portfolio still goes down. How's that work? Look, if you're buying mutual funds, understand they are passive investments. There is a big difference between passive and active money management. Active money management moves you in and out of the portfolio, out of the market. Passive, you're in it. Generally speaking, on a mutual fund, 89% of your portfolio has to stay fully invested. If you're in a managed portfolio, that's not the case. By the way, that's why you pay a higher fee. According to John Vogel, who's made billions of dollars of people buying his mutual funds at Vanguard, and I'll be very happy. If you have a mutual fund that you think rings the bell, that is really great, give us a call. I'll be glad to put it on the air, and we'll discuss it. I'll look it up here on Yahoo Finance, and we'll discuss how that fund has done and how long it's taken it to recover. But look, the Dow Jones, if we go back to 12/31/99, the Dow Jones closed at 11,497.12. The Dow Jones, since the turn of the century, has been up 43.16 for 14 years, 7.75 months. That's an average return of 2.05. And incidentally, this is not an average rate of return. This is a real rate of return, folks. If you take the average rate of return that the FINRA and all the regulators tell you to use, that rate's about 6.5. The problem in your pocketbook is 2. I've been saying this, you know, if you haven't picked up my book and read Investing Simplified, and I teach you the difference between real rate of return and average annual return, you got to get out of the darkness. You got to get out of the dark side. You got to open your eyes. You got to start thinking for yourself. Like, I was at a meeting and we were talking about the economy this week. And one of the things everybody missed, everybody talks about the crash of 08. They blame that on George Bush. The fact is, that was all set up in 1996 by the removal of the Glass-Steagall Act. Also, the first downcline in this century was the tech bubble. The tech bubble started on January 15th of 2000. A gentleman by the name of Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, was president of the United States, not George Bush. George Bush inherited the start of a long-term bear market. It actually happened under Bill Clinton. But with that being said, let's quit giving the presidents more credit and more blame than they deserve, because none of them understand economics. Unfortunately, none of them do. And that's why we're $18.6 trillion in debt. Barack Obama won the election by blasting George Bush for overspending and spending all the money, giving an open checkbook to China. Well, guess what, folks? Barack Obama gave an open checkbook to Iran and China and the rest of the world. Now, he has had more debt than all presidents combined before him, and he blamed George Bush? God, take a look in the mirror, Mr. President. Take a look in the mirror. You're the guy that's creating this problem. You need to work to start solving this. Warren Buffett said it best. Warren Buffett said, if we want to solve America's economic problem, according to the Supreme Court, we can't put term limitations in about yada yada yada. You know, the politicians in this country have everything wrapped up for their favor against us. But what Warren Buffett said is, people, wake up before you vote. When you go in the voting booth, you look at the guy you're voting for and you ask yourself one question. Or the lady you're voting for, is the debt of this country higher or lower than when they took office? If the national debt is higher than when they took office, do not put them back in office. Don't be an idiot. If somebody's spending like a drunken sailor on your credit card, are you going to let them keep charging on it? Look, these politicians are spending your children, your grandchildren, my great-grandchildren into bankruptcy. I can't say it any clearer than that. And if we don't wake up as citizens and we don't start really not believing the news but looking and thinking for ourselves, look, God gave us a brain for a reason, to figure out what's going on. And you know what? Half the people in this country are snowed. They haven't got a clue. And it's unfortunate because they get to vote. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
Price Financial Group, Wealth Management.
The time to stop working is approaching, or maybe it's already arrived. CDs and money markets are paying only fractions of a point. How secure do you feel about retiring right now? Call Chuck Price. He's located right here in Portland, and he can show you how to increase your Social Security up to 67% using specific program rules and the file and suspend strategy. Chuck specializes in working with people who are either retired or are close to retiring, and he focuses on how to never run out of money during retirement. Do this today. Schedule a free 20-minute retirement plan phone consultation or schedule an appointment with Chuck himself. Call 503-253-3000. That's 503-253-3000. Chuck Price at Price Financial Group Wealth Management on the web at pfgwm.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com. 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
We do investing simplified.
When you have questions about your health, you go to a doctor, right? But when it comes to your financial health, like what investments will give you the best return, why are you talking to your spouse's cousin Lou? You need Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Chuck Price knows investing is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about what's best for your financial health. Sure, investing can be complex, but like your medical doctor, Chuck Price makes the complex simple, so you understand exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. Sign up for our free newsletter and see our free videos at AskTheFinancialDoctor.com or call 503-253-3000 and make an appointment for a free financial checkup. We'll give you the facts and our honest advice. Then, make your own decision. Nothing against your spouse's cousin Lou, but we've been helping people for over 40 years.
We do investing simplified.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Call 503-253-3000.
Do you have a tax question? Here's your opportunity to ask the tax investigator, Kevin Stege, CPA and partner of the Baker Coulson CPA firm. You can call Kevin at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Now here's the CPA with the tax answers, CPA Kevin Stege.
You are listening to Investing Simplified. Give us a call with your question or comment. I'm sure you've got some opinions now based on that last 15 minutes that got our show off to a rousing start. Very good, Chuck. 503-417-7626, 800-990-0750. And, you know, Chuck, the Journal of Accountancy reported they have a very scientific survey. And they interview titans of business and industry, CPAs around the country, and they have this index called the CPAOI, the Certified Public Accountant Outlook Index, and it's simply polling CPAs' enthusiasm about the economy. And surprise, surprise, it's going down.
Well, I can't believe it.
Yes, and for two straight quarters now, it's gone down, and that's the first time since our last correction that it's gone down. 10% down on the stock market this week. Officially, that qualifies as a correction. Is that correct? 10%.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
but I don't think it's the one that, you know, I don't think it's the devastating one that we think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if on Monday we didn't have somewhat of a rebound. You know, the interesting thing is the 10-year rate went down too.
Mm.
Went down 1.44%.
That's pretty
big.
Yeah.
It's down to 2.05. You know, understand, folks, banks can borrow money from the Fed at zero. They could go and buy treasury bills and they make 2% without having any risk at all. Not a bad deal.
Pretty good. Back in May, Andy Friedman of the Washington Update had an interesting article of what he was calling forcing events coming up in September. And these were on the political or the government side of things. And he indicated that the government is going to have to look at, address issues of raising the debt ceiling again, government funding, tax extenders, and highway funding. So some all major things that he felt was going to cause a lot of pressure in September. Now, I don't know if the tax extenders is going to get addressed in September. In fact, I would probably bet against that. They tend to not do stuff until the beginning of the year and then try to retroactively.
Until they absolutely have to make a decision, then they make a bad decision.
Exactly. So, I get a, before I get into my main topic here for the tax investigator, I get questions sometimes on what can you deduct when you're working for a nonprofit organization or you're volunteering for a nonprofit organization. And this will be a real brief segment, but in general, you can't deduct the cost of your time. How do you value your time? You know, is it a doctor's time versus an electrician's time versus an attorney's time? You can't put a value on time. So you don't get to deduct any of your time. So it's really just your out-of-pocket expenses.
So even though you may make X number of dollars an hour, you can't write that off.
Correct. If you were like an attorney working pro bono for a inner city charity and you normally bill out at $250 an hour, well, you can't write off $250 an hour that you put in. You also can't deduct if you are a landlord and you donate space to a charity. You can't deduct that the fair market value price of that space that you donated unless you have actually recognized it in income. Then you can at that point. So, and then of course keep track of your mileage. A lot of times people are volunteering for church, and just because you're going every Sunday, and maybe you go to the church service too. But if you're truly doing a volunteer position for the church, I would say take a closer look at that and your mileage and your true out-of-pocket expenses there. So today on the Tax Investigator, we are going to slightly answer the question, what happens when your living trust becomes dead? Yes, and actually what we mean by that is what happens when your living trust becomes irrevocable when you pass away. And we'll just take a brief...
So you're talking about the part two. The typical AB trust, because the first one is a revocable trust. The second part is irrevocable.
Exactly. The typically when a husband and wife have a living trust and the first passes away, that spouse's assets are funded into a credit shelter trust. We're not talking about that. We're talking about maybe a single person that has a living trust or the remaining half of the assets for the surviving spouse. When that spouse passes away, what happens? And the IRS has given us a little more clarification on how to administer some of this from the tax perspective. And one of the interesting things is you have to get two tax ID numbers. And what happens is you have to get it a tax ID number. And we're unfortunately going to use the Chuck Price estate as our example. Yes, I got a smile out of you there. The Chuck Price estate has two assets. It has a bank account, and your name is the only name on it, and it has real estate that is in the Chuck Price Living Trust, okay. And it's properly titled. And unfortunately, Chuck overdosed on caffeine.
Oh, you're gonna get rid of me here.
That's right. And so how does this work? I find an example works the best. So the bank account is a probated asset. And so you need an estate ID number. And even if you didn't have a bank account, you still need an estate ID number. So you get a tax ID number under the Chuck Price estate. And then the trust has now become irrevocable on the date that you passed. And so now the trust needs to get also a tax ID number. And so now we have the Chuck Price Irrevocable Trust or the Chuck Price Trust with its own ID number, which it had your social security number before while you were living. Now it has its own ID number. And so what you do, but you don't want to file two tax returns. In this situation right now, you have to, but what you can do is you can have the estate file a tax return and make an election. If the trustee and the executor both agree, you can make an election to have the trust taxed like an estate. And it's almost always a no-brainer to do that. There's so many more benefits to be taxed on the 1041 as an estate as opposed to a trust. One of the benefits is a trust has to have a calendar year. So if you passed away in late November, there's very little chance you're going to get your real estate administered properly by the end of December. So you may be looking at having to file two tax returns, one for the short year and then one for the next year. An estate gets to elect a fiscal year end. So if you passed away in November, you could elect all the way up to October 31st of the next year as one tax year. And typically you can get the administration done and get that tax return out, and you can do what's called a first and a final tax return. And so that's one of the benefits. Another benefit is an estate gets to take what's called preservation of estate assets. And the key word in there is estate assets. If it's a trust, you don't get these expenses, but an estate does. And if your house was to sit vacant while your heirs are trying to sell it or your trustee is trying to sell it, if it's in an estate, you get to take normal monthly maintenance costs, utilities, things like that, garbage and things that most of us don't get to deduct. So that's a good benefit to have it taxed as an estate. And then lastly, an estate gets to pass out those excess deductions when the estate terminates in the final year. It gets to pass out those deductions to the beneficiaries to be deducted on their final on their 1040 and on Schedule A. So definitely something you want to look at doing and having it done right. It's a little complicated, but it's what happens when a trust becomes irrevocable. And that is the tax investigator for today.
Yeah, and irrevocable means you cannot go in and change it no matter what you want to do. And sometimes people think they're going to go in and make those changes when somebody passes away.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do it.
That's right.
We're going to come right back, and I, as promised last week, and I would recommend to anybody you want to hear talk about investing, tune in, call in, tell your friends, listen to this next segment, because I'm going to talk about when free isn't free.
Let's face it, the rules of retirement have changed. What we were told to do just a few years ago now seems like a pipe dream. Hi, this is Michael Burnett for Chuck Price, owner of Price Financial Group Wealth Management. You know the drill. Be a loyal employee. You'll get a pension. Your home will be worth 10 to 20 times what you paid for it when you retire. So how's that working for you? Call Chuck Price right now. He's located right here in Portland. Featured expert on Investing Simplified on AM 970. Chuck specializes in working with people who are either retired or close to retiring, and he focuses on protection of principal and tax strategies to minimize your taxes. Call right now and get Chuck's retirement report. It's packed full of information on generating more income during retirement, how to leave more to your heirs, and so much more. 503-253-3000. Chuck Price, Price Financial Group Wealth Management, on the web at pfgwm.com.
When your legal rights and responsibilities are involved, you need attorneys you can trust. The attorneys at the Warren Allen Law Firm offer you solid legal advice and exceptional service. We practice in nearly all areas of law. We can help you with your legal needs, including wills, trusts, probate, contracts, real estate, construction, landlord rights, business, personal injury, divorce, bankruptcy, and civil litigation. The Warren Allen Law Firm has represented individuals and businesses for over three decades, and its nine attorneys have more than 200 years of combined experience practicing law. By combining experience and knowledge with individualized attention and prompt service, Warren Allen is the law firm to rely on when you are in need of legal representation. We are conveniently located at 850 Northeast 122nd Avenue near the I-205 and I-84 interchange. I'm Carl Jepson, partner with the Warren Allen Law Firm, and I invite you to contact us at 503-255-8795 or on the web at warrenallen.com.
How often do you have a checkup? Annually? Only when you're not feeling your best? Or are you one who waits until there is an emergency condition? High blood pressure, rapid pulse, or sleepless nights? could be the result of your investment portfolio or no estate plan. But there is a specialist ready to offer you a checkup on your financial health.
Paging Dr. Price. Paging Dr. Price.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor and author of Investing Simplified, is offering you a free financial checkup. Whether you're asking for a second opinion, a complete financial physical, or investment stress test, Chuck Price, the financial doctor, can help diagnose your money ailments and prescribe a prudent path towards healthy investments and peace of mind. Call 503-253-3000 to schedule your financial checkup or on the web at pfgwm.com. That's pfgwm.com. You'll feel better.
What you don't know can hurt you. Get that investing question or that legal question or even a tax question answered now. Call the Knowledge Trust at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Now here's Chuck, Carl, and Kevin, the Knowledge Trust.
If I had a million we are absent, Carl. He's out doing a little R&R this weekend, relaxing and enjoying life, and good for him. And I hope he has a good time relaxing and gets back to work soon. And Kevin and I are here to kind of answer your questions. But listen, to make this show fun, we need you to pick up the phone, call us, ask us a question, because we could sit here and talk, you know, all day long. And what really matters is what's on your mind. We know what's on our mind. We don't know what's on your mind. So pick up the phone and give us a call, 503-417-7626, toll free, 800-990-0750. And I did want to follow up one thing. I gave you the report on the Dow, but I want to give you the report on the S&P. This is really important. The S&P closed at 1,970.89. It was down 64.84. It was down 3.19% in a day. In a day. Not a year. A day. Where do we stand on the S&P and the close of 10,907 at 1,565.15? Well, we're up 25.92 in 7 years, 10 and a half months. That's a 3.29% rate of return. If we go back to 1231.99, remember the tech bubble popped on the 15th of January, basically started down. We go back to the S&P closed on 1231.99 at 1469.25. The S&P this Friday when it closed is up 34.14% in 14 years, 7.75 months, or 2.33% per year. Folks, I'm telling you, this economy is not in a good situation. I don't care what anybody says. You know, unless you're brain dead, listen to the numbers. And the numbers I'm giving you, you can sit down and calculate yourself. You can go on Yahoo Finance. You can go on anywhere. Pull up what the S&P closed at on 1239.99. That's all I did. I just pulled up the numbers that are factual returns. And I put the numbers in today. I subtracted them. I divided by the difference. I told you what the real rate of return is. This is not average annual return, folks. This is real return money in your pocket. Net, net. So oil closed at $40.28. That's great news for all of us who drive. Gold closed at 11.59, but again, that 10-year bond rate was down to 2.05. Okay, I'm going to talk about free isn't free. Does anybody really believe things are free? Nobody works for nothing. Kevin, you and your CPA firm, if somebody comes in there and is taking up your time, you're going to give them a bill. So's Carl. So are we. Everybody who has a business, who runs a business, you know, if you're going to buy a product or a service from them, they're going to make some money off that. If they don't, they can't have their doors open. I mean, this is just, you know, do you think McDonald's doesn't make any money off the Cokes and the fries and the hamburgers? Of course they do. Do you think the car dealer doesn't make any money off the car you buy? Of course he does. You know, you think the phone company doesn't make any money off your phone bill every month? My God, looking at those phone bills, I thought cell phone was supposed to make everything cheaper. phone bills are pretty high.
But my car dealer told me he was losing money to sell me that car.
Yeah, he lied. Yeah. Hey, listen, be careful with, and I'm gonna aim this right at, because I happened to listen to another financial show on my way in here today, and I hear these guys all the time calling their trusted advisors. Their trusted advisor pays them a fee to be on there to be called a trusted advisor. That's why they're a trusted advisor. But the other thing is, they never call the investment by its name. And I'm talking about annuities, and everybody knows about annuities. And I want to tell you the thing about annuity. If you're buying an annuity for the right reason, then you need to call it an annuity. If you're buying it for the wrong reason, you may want to disguise it and call it something else. Now, if somebody's selling you an investment, when we put people in annuities, it's for two reasons only. Number one, they cannot stand any volatility in the market. They cannot stand any losses. They're willing to tie their money up for 10 years, have a little bit reduction in what they can take, but they just don't want to see any losses. That's what an indexed annuity does. It puts your money into an investment where you never go down, but you only get a portion of the up gain. Why? Because the insurance company doesn't work for free. You really think insurance companies work for free? I mean, I don't know what planet you're on, but I can tell you in the real world, they got to make money. And how do they make money? They make money by using your money. They also have caps and offsets. A cap, for example, a lot of index annuities right now have a 5% cap. What that means is if the S&P goes up 5%, you make 5%. If the S&P goes up 20%, you make 5%. Where'd the other 15 go? I don't know. Somewhere. If the market crashes, they put in a stop loss, you don't make any money. They cover their option, and nobody loses. That's why they guarantee your principal. But they have to set aside reserves. They have to set aside money to pay claims. Look, the reason there's a surrender charge in that annuity is you're paying for the time of them having your money. And if you pull that money out, there's a surrender charge because they're counting on using that money over 10 years because they can get a better return by having it long term. Most annuity companies, if they don't have that contract for at least 3 to 5 years, they lose money because they're paying the agent a big commission for selling the product to begin with. Now, it doesn't come out of your money, but who's paying for that? The use of the money is paying for it. There is no free lunch. You go into the bank and you put your money in a safe savings account. They're paying you 20 basis points. It's FDIC insured. You know, is the FDIC insured? Well, we have 10 banks that are too big to fail, which means if any one of those 10 banks were to crash, there's not enough FDIC coverage to cover all those. Now, we all know the FDIC, and before you panic and have a heart attack out there, the government will just print more money to back those funds. They are safe. And I'm not in any way saying they're not going to do that. But the reality is you and I are paying for that. There is no free lunch. It is not free. FDIC is not free. Just like the free lunches at school are not free. You and I pay for them. They're not free. Nothing in this world is free, believe me. There's no free anything. If there was, they wouldn't be in business. That's one of the reasons we got a problem here. There's a disconnect. You and I have to pay our bills. The government doesn't have to pay their bills. You and I have to be accountable for the money we have. The government has no accountability. None. Do you get the disconnect here, folks? This is why right now, today, more than ever, you need to understand your investments. You need to understand how they work. You need to understand your risk tolerance, and you need to be investing, because I'm telling you, Some of the greatest opportunities in investing are coming if you have the cash. If you lose 40, 50% in the market, you're not going to have the cash to take advantage of it. We've been saying for some time, you know, our clients are out of the equity portion of the market. The reason being is we think there's a correction coming. As Kevin and I mentioned last segment, 75% of the crashes have occurred in September and October. We're not even to September yet. And look at how volatile this market is. It's very volatile. The lack of confidence a lot of people are having in the economy, it's like, where have they been? It's not been their jobs. People are, you know, as Kevin, you reported here a few months ago, people are making less money today than they were 6 years ago. The average annual income is down from where it was. We're creating jobs, folks, but they're part-time jobs and they're low-paying jobs. We need to create jobs that are high-paying jobs and bring things back. And I'm not promoting Donald Trump or anybody else, but the one thing I heard Donald Trump say this past week that he was exactly right. And folks, I want you to understand, I want you to think of these names, and I'm going to call them Larry, Moe, and Curley. And I'm talking about Bill Clinton, Newt Gingrich, and Graham. Those guys are the guys that passed NAFTA. They also passed the Banking Reform Act that created the crash of 08. And anybody can argue with me on this all you want, and I'll show you the facts. I have them in my book. I'm just telling you, these guys set us up down a path that is not very good. They moved all of our jobs out of the United States. They moved them to Canada, to Mexico, to China, to Asia, and it's still going on today. And just look in the mirror. If you voted for any one of those three guys, you're to blame. You're the blame. You did it. You voted for it. And it's about time in America, voters have to stand up and take accountability for who they vote. When you go in that voting booth, it's a privilege, not just a right. It's a privilege and a right, but you also are voting for the economy of the entire country. You're voting for the economy not only today, but for 20, 30 years down the road. So start thinking when you go in there and say, is this person I'm voting for going to help the economy, or are they going to keep doing the same stupid thing over and over again? You know, I think that's called insanity, isn't it? Doing the same stupid thing over and over again and expecting a different result. For the last 50 years, this country has spent debt. Every president, including Bill Clinton, another big lie, that Bill Clinton left office, there was no national debt. That is an absolute falsehood. He balanced the budget. Kevin, what's the difference between a budget and the national deficit? The budget's for 1 year. It means you paid your bills for 1 year, right?
That's right.
It doesn't mean you reduce debt, does it?
Liabilities are still on the books.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they kept growing. The national debt was higher when Bill Clinton left office than when he entered it. And if you don't believe me, look it up. It's a fact. And I get tired of hearing very educated people come in and tell me that when he left office, he reduced the national debt. That's untrue. It's totally a falsehood. And by the way, you know how Newt Gingrich and him balanced the budget? They took $250 billion out of the Social Security Fund. All you seniors ought to just love this. Took 250 out of the billion, with a B, out of the Social Security Fund, moved it over to the general fund. So they balanced the budget. I don't know. That's taking money out of one pocket, putting it in the other. Not a balance. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified. Pick up the phone, give me a call. If you don't, you disagree, I want to talk to you. 503-417-7626. Give us a call. Just the way you say.
Hi, everybody. Chuck Price, the financial doctor here. If you're between ages 58 and 68, choosing Social Security benefits at the right time is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You get one chance to get it right. After 12 months, there are no do-overs. 74% of Americans receive reduced benefits. Get your free report on 44 Social Security secrets at pfgwm.com. Social Security is often one of the largest and most mismanaged assets in your retirement income plan. Claiming benefits sounds sounds easy, so is leaving up to $250,000 of your money with the government, or reducing your benefits up to 76% over your life expectancy. For this vital information, go online to pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
We do investing simplified. Do investing simplified.
When you have questions about your health, you go to a doctor, right? But when it comes to your financial health, like what investments will give you the best return, why are you talking to your spouse's cousin Lou? You need Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Chuck Price knows investing is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about what's best for your financial health. Sure, investing can be complex, but like your medical doctor, Chuck Price makes the complex simple, so you understand exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. Sign up for our free newsletter and see our free videos at AskTheFinancialDoctor.com or call 503-253-3000 and make an appointment for a free financial checkup. We'll give you the facts and our honest advice. Then, make your own decision. Nothing against your spouse's cousin Lou, but we've been helping people for over 40 years.
We do investing simplified.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Call 503-253-3000.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We're located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
What you don't know can hurt you. Get that investing question or that legal question or even a tax question answered now. Call the Knowledge Trust at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Now here's Chuck, Carl, and Kevin, the Knowledge Trust.
My name is Money.
We're going to get right into it. Here's the last segment. You're listening to Investing Simplified. If you got a question, pick up the phone, give us a call, 503-417-7626, toll free, 800-990-0750. Two biggest things that people have when they invest, and the single reason why the average investor over the last 20 years has lost about 3% return in their portfolio, because they have no patience. They have no patience, and they really don't understand the market. You can tell it, you can explain it to them, but they really don't get it. So what I would say to you is, if you're investing money with an advisor and you don't understand something, then you need to look them in the eye and say, look, I don't understand. Don't be afraid. We do this every day. You don't. You need to look them in the eye and say, look, I don't understand. Please explain to me the fluctuation of the portfolio, or you know, what is my risk here on the downside? You need to know. By the way, I just pulled up real quick on Yahoo Finance because I think it's very interesting that John Vogel's been in the news a lot. I've heard him on several programs and stuff about mutual funds, and mutual funds are a passive investment. Managed portfolios are not. Just to give you an example, I pulled up an S&P 500 fund in Vanguard, no fees, low fees, you know, about 40 basis points you could have bought this fund for. If you'd stuck all the money you had in your life, all your money, in their mutual fund, in their S&P 500 fund, on August 1st, 2000, it hit a high of 140.33. It went down. It never came back to that number again until 2007, only to turn around and go down again and not come back till March of 2013. So in essence, you would have stuck all your money for your retirement in this fund, which you should never, ever do, by the way, put all your money in one fund or one stock or one, you know, in a managed portfolio. That's different because you're having totally different funds. You're never staying with one fund. So you have diversification just by the change. We got a quick call here. Chris wants to talk about retirement. Chris, are you there?
Yes.
Thanks
yes,
for calling. Sir. What's your question?
I'm only 38 years old, and my question is it too early to plan for retirement?
No, absolutely not. You're at a perfect age, Chris, because do you have a family and children?
Oh yeah, 5 kids.
Okay, well, you know, and that's part of life, because you got expenses and everything else. But if you work for a company, and this is the total difference. This is what people need to understand, and I'm so glad a young person called, Chris. Because you are at the perfect age where this market volatility is a gold mine for you. If you can dollar cost average and have a little bit of your money out of your check each month, do you have a 401k or retirement plan?
Yes.
Okay, this is a great opportunity because when we have a down market, it's a great day for you because you're buying low. So dollar cost averaging into the market is the greatest thing for volatility for a young guy like you, because you've got 20, 30 years to go. You got time on your side. And over time, there's no question in my mind, the market will go up. It always has. It always will. So you're in a perfect age where if you can start putting a little bit of money in your retirement plan, have a tech coming out of your check every week or however often you get paid, you can dollar cost average into the market. But see, if you were retired, the opposite is the effect, because if you're drawing money out and the market's volatile and going down, then you run out of money quicker. And that's what people don't get. But you're at a perfect age to start. You've got a great opportunity, and I believe that we're going to hit the roaring 20s somewhere in the mid-20s, and we're going to have another roaring bull market, which if you can put some money in now, you've got about 7-8 years to start putting some money in, and you're going to see that money take off really well.
Awesome.
Okay? So
yeah.
Get signed up with your 401k plan, put as much as you can in so it doesn't affect your standard of living. And then every quarter, take a look at your book, you and your wife, figure out if you can save a little bit more, and then maybe even if you add 10 or 20 bucks a paycheck, you won't believe what will happen over the next 10 or 20 years. Okay?
All right. And I would like to say that your show is awesome. You know, I was raised poor, so I didn't know nothing about all this retirement and stuff like that, but I know I have all 401k, and, you know, and I am putting money into it. Know, as much as I can, and you know, I like to say that your show is awesome. I listen to it every time I come in from work, you know, on my way home. So.
Well, thank you, Chris, and keep putting money away. This is a golden opportunity for you, and one of the best buying opportunities of your lifetime is coming. So this is the time you want to put money in. Great
awesome.
Question. That was an awesome question. Thank you, Chris. And I do not know who Chris is, but I really thank you for calling. That was a good question, wasn't it, Kevin?
It sure was. And I think you mean a good time to put money in, maybe not like right today, but maybe in the next couple months.
I'm talking about dollar cost averaging.
Exactly,
I'm talking
yes.
about putting money in each paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a long-term investor, like Chris is a young man, 38, perfect age to be putting money away, because that money he puts away now, 20, 30 years from now, it's going to be worth 5, 6, 7 times what it is today. So what a great opportunity. And I wish him the best. You know, Kevin, we sometimes, because we do this stuff every day, we don't think about it. But I know I've had a lot of people call me and say, you know, they really appreciate the show. They've taken some of the advice, whether it be taxes or estate planning. I know Carl and I have done a lot of estate planning with clients from the show. It's been a very good thing for all of us. And we hope you, the listener, appreciate the show. And if you have any questions, you can email me at askchuck@pfgwm.com. Kevin, how does somebody get a hold of you?
And even shoot us an email on something you want us to talk about. That'll help us, give information that will help you where you're at. 503 666-5569 and baker-colson.com.
And you can reach me at pfgwm.com or askthefinancialdoctor.com, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with Investing Simplified. And in September, I will be at Harry Dent's Irrational Economic Summit, and I'll be calling in the show, maybe having Harry or Rodney on the air with me live. So don't miss that. Thank you very much.
Price Financial Group Wealth Management. We do investing simplified.